Ladies and gentlemen, hello.
We're back. We're no longer the Word Power Sabah International Weekly Quiz. We're the Word Power Sabah International Monthly Quiz. We're going to have it at the end of each month, last weekend. And because other people have other things to do, because we still have some kind of a movement control order and all the rest of it, we are probably not going to get together to read it out as we have done in the past. So you're just going to have me reading and Nick and me putting the questions together. I hope that will be acceptable. Let's get started. The first set, as always, is going to be general knowledge. Number one, an agency known formally in English as Main Administration of Corrective Labour Camps and Labour Settlements was better known by what acronym? Two, Malaysians are said to be the world's largest consumers of Milo. Was Milo first developed in Malaysia? And you get an extra point if you decide that it wasn't. You get an extra point for the place it was developed. And if you decide that it was and you're right, well, that's the usual point. I hope you get that. Number three, a pair of zills is a musical instrument on their own. Setting several pairs of zills in a frame creates what other very common percussion instrument? Four, though the terms are now often used interchangeably a traditional shepherd's pie consists of minced lamb or mutton, vegetables, and a mashed potato crust. What other dish has more or less the same recipe but replaces the lamb with beef? Five. Artist and activist Nan Goldin has led recent protests against the Sackler philanthropic family for their role in which major epidemic? Thanks to the protests, many museums have stopped accepting donations from the family, and a namesake gallery of the Smithsonian was rebranded as the National Museum of Asian Art. Number six. Bulgarian writer, is it Georgi Markov? I think so. Is less famous for his writing than for his assassination on a London bridge by a KGB operative using which unusual murder weapon loaded with a ricin-filled pellet? Seven. Recently, the People's Republic of China have had disputes over which disputed body of water. Vietnam, Taiwan, Malaysia, the Philippines, and Brunei all have historical overlapping claims to the same patch of ocean. Number eight. Last year, Maurizio Catalan infamously duct-taped which fruit to a wall at Art Basel, despite being eaten by another performance artist. It was replaced and managed to sell for its asking price of $120,000. Nine. As part of post-Brexit trade negotiations, the EU has backed Greece in its demand that the UK repatriate which collection of classical sculptures? These statues were originally taken from Ottoman Greece in the early 19th century. And 10. As of 8th of August 2020, exceptions for New Zealand's closed border include humanitarian workers, critical workers, some Australian citizens, and citizens of two other Pacific nations, if they have been approved by New Zealand and their own government. Name either of those countries. They're north of New Zealand, neither have any current cases of COVID. They have over 50,000 expatriates in New Zealand and have predominantly red flags. There you are. It's a nice short question for you. Now, answers. One, Gulag. Two, Milo was not developed in Malaysia first. It was developed in Australia in 1934 as Oh, no. It was Australia 1934, and it was first introduced as a nutritional supplement to Malaysia. 3. Tambourine. 4. Cottage pie. 5. Opioid called OxyContin. 6. Poor old Georgie Markov got poked with an umbrella. 7. The South China Sea. 8. Maurizio Catalan duct-taped a banana to a wall at Art Basel. This is old chestnut. The Greek statues that the UK has in the British Museum, possibly illegally, who knows, are the Elgin marbles. And that long question, number 10, the last two Pacific nations, if they've been approved of by New Zealand and their own government, blah, 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 are Tonga and Samoa.